In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk with Angela Armstrong. Season 2, Empowered Edge Series. And I am Angela Armstrong. And this is episode 5 of our Empowered Edge season. Today, we're diving deep into something that our culture often teaches us to avoid. Feeling our emotions fully and using them as intelligence. In a world that celebrates being fine and moving on quickly, having the courage to feel is actually a radical act of self-respect. It's also the foundation of true emotional intelligence and lasting resilience. I spent most of my military career believing that emotions were the enemy of good decision-making. In high-stress situations, I learned to compartmentalize, push through, and deal with feelings later. Except that later never came. By 2018, I had decades of unfelt emotions stored in my body. The stress, the disappointments, the losses I had never properly processed. When my career crisis hit, it wasn't just about the current situation. It was like every suppressed emotion from 27 years of military service came back, flooding at once. That's when I learned the difference between emotional suppression and emotional intelligence. Suppression is pushing feelings away. Intelligence is learning to feel them, understand them, and use them as valuable information. Most people think that emotional intelligence means staying calm under pressure. But that's only part of it. True emotional intelligence involves 4 key abilities. First, we have emotional awareness, where we recognize what we're feeling in that moment. Not just the surface emotion, but the layers that are underneath it. Second, we have emotional understanding, knowing why you're feeling what you're feeling and what your emotions are trying to tell you in that moment. Third, we have emotional regulation. Not suppressing emotions, but choosing how and when to express them appropriately. 4, emotional integration. Using emotional information to make better decisions and build stronger relationship. Here's what I wish someone had told me earlier, and that's that emotions aren't obstacles to overcome. They're data to decode. Fear might be telling you to prepare better. Anger might be highlighting a boundary violation. Sadness might be honoring something important that you've lost. And joy might be showing you what truly matters to you. The courage to feel means being willing to sit with discomfort long enough to understand what it is that it's teaching you. I've developed a framework for emotional courage called FEEL. F is for face the emotion, stop running, numbing, or distracting. Turn towards what you're feeling with curiosity, not judgment. Name it specifically, not just bad or stressed, but frustrated, overwhelmed, disappointed, or whatever fits. E is for explore the message. Ask yourself, what is this emotion trying to tell me? What need isn't being met? What boundary has been crossed? What value is being threatened or honored? Second E, express appropriately. This doesn't mean dumping emotions on other people. It means finding healthy ways to release and communicate what it is that you're experiencing through journaling, movement, art, or thoughtful conversation. L is for learn and leverage. What can this emotional experience teach you? How can you use this information to make better choices, set clearer boundaries, or align more closely with your values? Let me give you an example. Last month, I felt intense anxiety before a speaking engagement. Instead of just trying to calm down, I used the FEEL framework, FACE. I acknowledged feeling anxious and scared. Explore. The emotion was telling me that this opportunity mattered deeply to me, and I wanted to serve my audience well. Express. I journaled about my fears, and I talked to a trusted friend. Learn. I realized that my anxiety was actually excitement in disguise and preparation energy, and I used it to rehearse more thoroughly. The result? One of my best presentations ever. Let's practice the emotional courage power pause. Think of an emotion you've been avoiding or pushing away. Take a deep breath and create space for this feeling. Don't try to fix or change it. Just acknowledge it. Now ask, what is this emotion's name? What might it be trying to protect or tell me? What would honoring this emotion look like? How might this feeling actually be serving me? Notice how acknowledgement often reduces the emotion's intensity. That's the power of emotional courage. This week, practice the daily emotional check-in. 3 times a day. Do it in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Pause and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Name it specifically and thank it for the information that it's providing you. Choose one emotion that you typically avoid and practice the FEEL framework with it. Having the courage to feel isn't about becoming more emotional. It's about becoming more intelligent about your emotions. It's about recognizing that your feelings are sophisticated guided systems, not problems to solve. Next week, we're exploring boundaries as self-care, protecting your energy. Until then, remember, your emotions aren't your enemies. They're your allies in creating a life that truly fits who you are. I'm Angela R. Strong, and this has been Transformation Talk with Angela R. Strong, and this is your Empowered Edge series. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Bye-bye for now. To legacy, we got the key. Unlocking the leader you're meant to be. Mindful, bold, and totally free.